Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
Welcome back, dear friends. This is Flavors of Knowledge. I'm Chef Walter. In this episode, we'll talk about sugo di pomodoro. And so let's begin by defining the difference between sugo and ragù. Sugo is the Italian word for sauce, a general term that indicates a fluid combination. It can be a simple tomato sauce like a marinara or can include all plum tomatoes and some other finely chopped ingredients. A ragù, on the contrary, is a thick, chunky sauce usually made by cooking several kinds of meats in a tomato-based sauce. And by the way, ragù that you see in supermarkets is just a brand. It has nothing like the real thing. And that I can assure you. Right after the Second World War, the country of Italy was decimated by the conflict and in the arduous phase of reconstruction. During the war, the German army killed field animals, preventing the farmers from consuming meat and suffer hunger, a cruel and vile practice, to say the least. But, as always, the resilience of the Italians succeeded, and out of a tragedy developed many dishes that you are enjoying today in many of the dishes you prepare. For instance, the utilization of stale bread in soups, salads, and breakfast selections. I was one of those kids, raised on stale bread and milk in the morning, usually followed by a raw egg and a shot of sweet vermouth. Imagine, a raw egg and alcohol for breakfast. Two things unimaginable today for our kids. The following sauce, more precisely called sugo, is one of those inventions created by skilled mothers and grandmothers right after the war, as I mentioned. They knew children would not enjoy visible vegetables in the sauce, and instead they pureed them. Not with a typical food processor unavailable in those days, but with something called a passa pomodoro, a metal contraption which separates the skin from the flesh of cooked tomatoes, and it is used to make tomato sauce from raw tomatoes. The sauce, of course, had no meat because of scarcity, but the nutrients were all there. It adapted the name of fake sauce, meant to have meat, but the Germans had other ideas in mind. The sugo will take just about 30 minutes or less to make. Sugo pomodoro or tomato sauce always follows specific rules and procedures. Cooking preparations, which often appear the most simplistic, are always the most difficult to execute. The sugo is one of them. Apparently simple, but science has to be followed. The sauce can be paired with all sorts of pasta, as well as other delectable preparations. And so firstly, let's decide on which tomatoes to buy. During the summer period, the most ideal is the fresh tomatoes, better if they're ripe, because they will impart a long-lasting flavor. You can prepare them as concentrate once peeled and the inner seeds removed, or maybe diced for a quick brunoise, sautéed with garlic and olive oil for less than 40 seconds, served semi-raw on rice or pasta salad. Cold dishes such as these are ideal for beach days because they hold very well and the olive oil condiment protects them from spoilage. Of course, these are just a couple of ideas, but there are many more. I make one of those dishes in the summer with sorghum pasta, sliced cherry tomatoes, smoked ham and fresh peas, all blended with fresh marjoram leaves. It's truly delicious. Once the tomatoes have been selected, the next step is to prepare what is defined as the soffritto, meaning the base or the foundation. Most recipes develop a character in the first 5 minutes. If you build a great foundation, the recipe follows through without interference. Let's take a medium saucepan. Heat some olive oil with onion and leeks, both previously peeled, cleaned, and finely sliced. Cook for about 5 minutes, stirring often, and with a wooden spoon. Never use metal, silicone, or plastic on vegetable while cooking. You do not want the sofrito to achieve a deep color. Next, add sliced carrots and celery in equal amounts as the onion and the leeks. Cook all together for about 12 minutes until the base sofrito turns softer. The key here is to have a balance of flavors, and exceeding in one of them may extrude more flavors than the others and essentially take over the flavors of the minority. Adjust the seasoning with salt and fresh black pepper to your taste. At this point, if you feel that the vegetables are completely cooked, proceed with pureeing them in a food processor until smooth. This process may not be completely eliminate all the filaments which are present in vegetables. You can run the base right through a fine sieve mesh to obtain a smoother consistency, almost like a fruit coulis. Pour the puree back to the same saucepan you used to cook the sofrito, and now you can add your tomatoes. Blend well and cook on medium fire for about 15 minutes, until all the flavors have married well. Of course, you need to stir the sugo occasionally. You are now ready to blend the sugo with any type of pasta you prefer. If you made it to this point, maybe it's time to add a creative touch to the ultimate sugo. I personally finish every sauce with a drizzle of extra virgin olive oil. Through the years, I made a variety of aromatic oils, starting with good olive oil, and proceeded with the infusion of various herbs and spices. Well, you can do the same by just being creative. One that is particularly dear to me is the orange-flavored olive oil used for anything grilled, especially salmon or any firm-fleshed seafood. For this sugo, however, I will use a basil-flavored oil that you can make with just basil stems crushed and left in oil for about 2 weeks. Chlorophyll from the basil will release into the oil, enriching the color and the taste. Strain the basil oil through a coffee filter and place in a decorated bottle. I promise you that your mother-in-law will be very impressed. Well, I hope I was able to share a sauce that has some relevant history, but most of all, a food-flavored option for you. Try on your next batch of tomatoes and let me know how yours comes out. And that is all for this episode. If you have a chance to tune in to our News You Can Eat 24 videocast on our YouTube channel under the search of Chef Walter's Cooking School, follow this podcast, Flavors and Knowledge, on your preferred platform. And if you are in the kitchen, hey, keep your eyes on the fire. And thanks for listening. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Walter's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalterscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.